Good morning, class. Today, I prepared a very special lesson for all of you. Go ahead and enter. Now, settle down, class. As you likely have heard, the boundary between human and monster worlds has been completely removed. The last time this happened, why, it caused an age of turmoil for both of us. But this time is different. Both humans and monsters have advanced much since then. We've come a long way. And in this time, we've found ways to coexist. Our typical sex education lessons can only go so far with book learning. With the barrier up, practically all of you have never had the opportunity to experience sex. Well, assuming you haven't tried to get it on with one another, that is. But humans are different from us. And as part of our newfound friendship, I have obtained a willing volunteer to help me teach today's lesson. Of course, were we not friends, he likely wouldn't have been able to resist the charms of a succubus nonetheless. Oh, good. You followed my instructions to show up naked. I trust the temperature isn't a problem for you. I imagine it's warm enough in our realm. Good. Now, class, as we've discussed in our history lessons on sex, humans are very important for the ecology of us monsters. We are, unfortunately, largely incompatible with each other. But humans, a human's the perfect partner for us, regardless of their gender. Millennia of experience have shown that we need them to keep our numbers up. For nearly as long as I've been alive, we've been enticing them to our world through tears in the barrier. And, well, we no longer need to worry about that. And as such, we're free to indulge in each other as we desire now. Which means, more than ever, sex education is important. Today, my lovely assistant is going to join me in showing you exactly how the human reproduction process works with males. We'll schedule the women for a later date. Now, my dear assistant, please, bend over my desk. As you can all see, this human is soft, and he's not ready for sex. First, we're going to prepare him. Spread your legs, my dear. Good boy. Now, do keep in mind, this is going to be markedly easier for succubi than for others of our kind. You'll be able to achieve the same results, but it will require a bit more effort on your part. First, I'm going to loop up my fingers, and then I'm going to insert them into the male's posterior. Didn't even flinch. Wonderful. We'll have to discuss that later. Now, after inserting your fingers, you'll be seeking the human's prostate. This may take a bit of trial and error for those inexperienced, but... There. You'll know you've hit the right spot based on how he reacts. Look at how his entire body shuddered in pleasure. As I massage his prostate and finger him, you'll see his cock slowly grow in size. That's a big one. Seems I picked a good volunteer for today's lesson. Now, once this cock is fully erect, you'll need to be careful. If you keep massaging his prostate, he'll eventually orgasm. We don't want this, of course. It's wasteful. It may be tempting to tease and play with humans, but you don't want to take it too far. Look, you can see pre-cum pouring from the tip, and his cock is twitching and pulsing. His balls are tightening up. That's how you can tell. He's getting ready to come. What didn't we discuss? You weren't supposed to come from that. What am I going to do with you? You you still got more for me, right? Good boy. And that's what I want to hear. Well, it looks like your dick is still hard, so we can move on to part two. Gather around, class. Leave space around us so everyone can get a good look. Go ahead and lay back on my desk. Now, get a good look at his hard cock. I'm going to climb atop him. There. After finding a suitable partner and getting him erect, you'll want to present your pussy to him. Many humans will jump at the chance, and they'll eagerly stick it into you without any hesitation. Look at how his cock twitches in anticipation, as my wet pussy lips gently rub against it. Now, I'll take him inside of me. Watch as this huge cock slowly disappears into my wet pussy. Good. My dear, I may be on top, but I've got a class to teach. Do put on a good show for them, will you? You're free to ravage my pussy as you please. Looks like I picked a lively one, didn't I? Now, class, watch as the human male inserts his hard cock into me. Over and over again. See how his pre-cum mixes with my pussy juice. And it glides smoothly into me. If you find yourself a male, all you need to do is spread your legs for him, and I'm sure any of them will happily just jump into your arms. See, look at how eagerly this one is wanting to mate with me. Watch him desperately thrust his hard cock into me. I bet if I had him all to myself, he'd be spending the entire night wrapped in my embrace, desperately thrusting his hips into me. Call me mommy. That's what you want, isn't it? Look how quickly he agreed with me. You're such a good boy. Feel him closely. You can see his cock twitching already. The way he desperately thrusts into me. You can tell he's gonna come soon. His cock's twitching. Yes, come for me. Come for me. Yes, good. Good. Give me all of your cum. You have so much. You came so much. I knew you wouldn't disappoint me. That much. Why? I'll probably get pregnant. Good job. Hey, you still got more left in you, alright? Yes, of course there's more. Didn't you read the syllabus? The students still need to complete their lab work. You've got to provide for all of these girls. Now, are you ready to continue? If that's what I like to hear, good boy.